Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know who's the nicest person in all of Denver, now New York? His name's T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
We met him during Cloverfield days. Of course, we all saw him rise to superstardom of Silicon Valley. Deadpool, of course, over the top, man. One of our dearest friends. And it's such a weird time. Perfect TJ, I'm like, you have hot sauces now? I'm like,
which makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. I'm like, you're a goddamn maniac.
Born June 4th in Denver, Colorado. He is an actor and comedian who has turned in scene-stealing performances in such films as She's Out of My League, Our Idiot Brother, Yogi Bear, the How to Train Your Dragon movies, Transformers Age of Extinction, Ready Player One, Deadpool 1 and 2, and many more, as well as such comedy specials as No Real Reason and Meticulously Ridiculous. You can listen to his podcast, Cashing In with TJ Miller, through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. And he's released an all-new line of hot sauces through his website, TJMillerDoesNotHaveAWebsite.com. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, TJ Miller.
Look here, you.
Yeah, buddy. Golly, it's good to hear your voice.
Yours as well, man. Hey, you know what? Thanks for letting us move you around a bit on Friday. We stopped down to help that little boy and the family that the car ran through his house, and we just missed our time slot. So thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No. You're always doing. I'm always understanding that you're always doing the best work. So no, I just appreciate you having me on. Oh. And I think it was so funny that. It does make sense that I have a line of hot sauces in these times more than ever. But I've been making hot sauce for the last, 2 years. It's just funny because now I have a lot more time to focus on it.
Right.
So, I'm just, thank you for helping me get the word out about these great hot sauces. And, I'm doing the podcast kind of not more than ever, but that's one of the main things that I'm working on and trying to get the word out about. It seems crazy to keep saying crazy times, but there's just really no other way to describe it. I just wanted to send my love to all the family in Kansas, who I know are listening right now, in Pittsburgh, and all my people in Chanute and Parsons and all the SEK and everybody all over Kansas and all your listeners everywhere. It is quite a time. We're right in the heart of it. We're in Manhattan right near everything. So it's been especially crazy the last two nights, and kind of newer things like Kate kind of turning sometimes and sort of either crying or just going, what is what's going to happen, are things going to be good again, that kind of thing. And then also a lot more sort of, I just so appreciate you that you did the dishes, TJ. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Right.
And so we're feeling good about that. But we've had one of the things that happened for some reason. It's like, I don't know if you guys have seen the film Money Pit with Tom Hanks.
Sure.
And Kelly Duvall. But it's kind of become bad at our home, like our apartment. Everything is broken. And just at that time when you don't want any strangers in your house, We had the refrigerator broke.
Oh.
Now the dishwasher is broken. The stove top isn't working. And the air conditioning completely failed just as it started to get into the 80s out here.
Oh.
And then we had an electricity fail for the chimney fan, which we've been trying to heat our place with the fireplace. And then yesterday, we have two bathrooms because we live in an apartment in New York City, and one of them failed. So we have
good
to figure
God.
Out a plumber there. So yeah, it's really, let me put it this way. You know it's going well when you're wearing a mask in your house whenever people are in there, and this morning you urinated in the downstairs sink because you didn't want to wake your wife up to read the radio. So it's seriously glamorous over here, Johnny. We're living high on the hog, you know?
Oh.
Slinging sauce and doing pods, and, you know, urinating in the downstairs sink.
God, that is a lot. My AC went out, and I thought, this is not the time to this happen. I got it fixed pretty quick, but Jesus Christ, that's a lot to go bad. I would.
Yeah, we got it fixed pretty quickly, but yeah, we did. There was a moment where it was just everybody kind of sweating and trying not to be irritable with a lot of fans going. But yeah, I mean, that's the time when things like, you know, it's Murphy's Law, whatever you
say. Right.
These are the moments when it's, of course, the third thing in our house completely failed. I'm half expecting to no longer be able to get an erection here.
Yeah.
Everything's
don't say
down.
It. Don't say it, man.
Yeah, don't say it. It's come true. Yeah, you can turn around and actually happen.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, right now, the podcast is going to be what saves you from going crazy. Because I know, if they would have told us, we fought with these guys to let us keep coming into the studio. They had taken all the other shows out and made them off-site remote it. And then, you know, I was like, I'll go crazy. Like, I mean, I can't sit home. I can't see all this that's going on in the world and not talk about it. It's not my nature. I'm afraid I would have been in a much darker place inside my head if I didn't have this.
Well, and I think the thing about you guys is that you work so much. Well, you know, Cash and I do better in the same space also.
Yep.
You guys have some, you know, real space in there to kind of be safe.
Right.
So, you know, it's easy to be safe from within your studio. I think you guys are so much better with your interplay in that space, and that's where you're used to doing it. And I think people would go crazy if they couldn't kind of tune in to hear what's going on in your mind, what you guys are talking about. And you're just, I mean, you're a comforting guy. And I say that because you have the softest, longest hair of any man that I've ever been around.
But you've also got dreamy eyes.
It's such dreamy, dreamy ponies. And, I think that if what you're doing is so important right now. And Cash and I, luckily, he lives in Manhattan Beach. But there's a program called Squadcast. So it's a good kind of Zoom, Skype type thing for podcasts. And we've actually been turning out some of the best episodes of Cashing In with TJ
sure.
Miller that we've ever done, because we've been doing it for many years. So we've been through ups and downs of relationships and career and life. And so what we're doing is we're doing one kind of classic podcast where it's, again, Cash Levy hosts a podcast where he tries to get a guest every week, but he never can. And so I just fill in. So I've been the only guest for the entire 6 years. He's tried to get some really high profile guests. I think he even went after you a couple of times, but you were busy. You were doing something else. So I filled in. You know, I was happy to do that for you, Johnny. You make some promises about appearances.
I apologize.
You know, it's okay. Hey, I slid right in and I took care of it. So we do sort of a classic pod like that, and it's pretty fun because he's interviewing me different really silly questions, you know, every single episode is totally different. But we have kind of a triple banger lightning round in the beginning where we say, you know, he just asks a quick question, and they're just ridiculous things like, you know, are knees really leg elbows?
Yes, the answer to that is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes, and then elbows are really arm knees.
That's right.
And so we make our way through those things, but then there's a lot of practical living for the modern age, and we ask some essential questions. And then there's the fun thing where at the end we answer masters, which are question asking the masters. And so it's just questions from people that reply to us on Twitter, hashtag masters, And we get some really funny ones from the listeners because we have a pretty strong listenership. We have 12 and a half listeners. And so our listeners call themselves the 12 and a half. But, yeah, we have about 12 and a half listeners. And we change a person's life, every podcast, and then ruin someone's life every 12 podcasts.
Cashing in with TJ Miller, by the way, because I'm getting blown up now. What is it? Cashing in with TJ Miller. And just, you're going to have to look for the podcast Cashing In with TJ Miller. And I'm sure you also have links at tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com as well.
Yeah, and it's been interesting too with the with that kind of not going on stage and performing. And I've been talking to Kate about how, because she's obviously, and look, everybody right now is obviously very worried about money and what what it's going to look like on the other side of opening back up. And some places are opening, and we're going to get a lot of information in the next little bit, but. You know, New York, it really does not feel like it's going to open up for, fully. We're starting on June 8th, but not fully until, maybe August or something.
Yeah, no, so that's
she's
it.
She's getting more and more concerned. But I said to her, look, it's I'm going to be doing stand-up comedy in the next 4 or 5 months or whatever. There's already opportunities to do it now in the crazier places. Jacksonville, Florida is like, what do you mean something's going on?
No, none of that business.
Tell your joke. Let's hear about it. Come on.
Man, I got two nights at Backwater Jacks in the Ozarks. I'm going to be doing it from the swimming pool. It's going to be great.
Yeah, hey, free French kisses after every show. Come on now.
Hey.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Let me tell you something.
French kiss, capital of Jacksonville.
You, these hot sauce. I want to talk about this hot sauce because here's the thing I know about you over these years. You work very hard at everything you do. You try to make it the best you can, but there's a devil that lives inside you that will make you push it so far you have to see the reaction with people. And when I saw that you had the effing intense ghost pepper type ass, I went, oh, this is brutal. You just go, oh, I know what he did with this one.
I kind of wish that I had named it instead of the actual cuss words.
Yeah.
Effing intense ghost pepper type F. I might eventually change just for terrestrial radio. I might change one day the title to that. But so here's what happened with the hot sauce. And you're correct. You are correct, sir. But I, what happened was I was doing a voiceover gig, in the middle of Indiana. They needed me to record Mucinex. And so I went out there and, I was visiting my mother-in-law, who Kate grew up on a horse farm in the middle of Michigan. So I was on a farm in Indiana. They said, we need you to record, this afternoon. I said, well, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I said, we'll find a place. And they did. And it was in this guy's barn on another farm. And he was also a rock and roll player. And he's kind of this guy in his 50s. And he did audio recording on the side.
Right.
He did a lot of local commercials, but I've got all the equipment, and and I really liked him. He was really nice and kind of strange. He had a great sense of humor. His name was Doug Lind. And so we did the whole thing afterwards. He goes, man, that was funny. I've never, done a commercial with anybody who's, so funny, but I guess, you are like the real deal. But I'll tell you what, man, that was really fun. I said, well, thank you so much. He said, so, tell me about the barn and all this stuff. And,
right.
And you've got all these guitars. And he said, well, I play rock and roll music, and I do this sort of on the side for a little bit of money. And really our main thing is it's a pepper farm. I grow peppers because I do little boutique hot sauce. I said, are you kidding? I'm a huge hot sauce guy. I love it. Can I get a tour of the farm? And would you just sort of tell me? I certainly don't want to go back and spend more time with my mother-in-law. Perfect way to not do that. So could you please give me a little tour? And he did, and he had Carolina Reapers, and he had his own proprietary habaneros, and he had done a special breed of jalapeno that was a little bit spicier, but also a little bit sweeter. And it was just fascinating. And he lived close enough to my mother-in-law that I said, you guys should meet. She's kind of all by herself out here in the middle of nowhere. And I think you'd get along. She's got a great sense of humor. Perhaps you could even come over this afternoon, and I, you know, I can be away from her for even longer. And he actually ended up kind of following up, and he and his family, he and his wife, who run the Scoville Brothers hot sauce company, they became sort of family friends. And then years later, he and I were talking, and because he would always send me new batches, and I was using a lot of his hot sauce because I love hot sauce. And then years later, we were talking. He said, you know, would you ever want to collaborate on a hot sauce? And I said, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it wasn't something that I would have thought of immediately. But when we first met, I thought, geez, wouldn't it be cool to do? But how complicated is that? And we started to talk, and I spent about a year and a half kind of working with him, developing this line of hot sauces because I wanted something. You know, you go, you sell hot sauces, which is, I sell them on TJMillerDoesNotHaveAWebsite.com.
Right.
And you can buy, you can buy any of the hot sauces. You can also buy them autographed. And that's actually less expensive because they're worth less once I sign them. But it's a thing where I said, okay, I'm going to sell these after the show because that's so funny to, I don't have a t-shirt or a CD or a bumper sticker, but I have a full line of hot sauce, and I wanted something.
I love that.
And I wanted something that anybody could enjoy. So what I did was I did a chipotle smoke, but I wanted it to be actually have some heat because I don't like the chipotle hot sauces that aren't hot. It's like it's just a sauce. I don't need that in my hot sauce.
Right.
And so it's chipotle. It's a really good chipotle smoke, but with some real. With some heat to it, but it's the least hot.
Right, and then you go to TJ's Gangster Heat would be the next hot.
Yes,
or no?
extreme Gangster Heat. It's sort of your if Tabasco started caring again and got off their high horse, you know. So it's sort of a mid grade kind of, you know. It has some real heat, but it's sort of your everyday hot sauce. You know, the chipotle smoke is really good on breakfast items and burritos and Mexican food and this is more kind of hamburger pizza.
That's hot.
And stuff. And you can add it, extreme gangster. You can add to pasta. You can add it for flavor and stuff like that. And then I'll say I also have a diet hot sauce, but that's just the same as the chipotle smoke, but with a different label.
Yeah,
it's all hot sauce.
Yeah,
every hot sauce is diet.
Yeah.
If you want to tell a loved one something in a passive-aggressive way, or if you're watching your weight and you want to show people you're doing that, you can buy the diet hot sauce. But the fun one, of course, is
effing
extreme ghost pepper type S.
Yeah.
And I hear that T-Bone is maybe going to try some of that stuff. And what I wanted to say is, and check out T-Bone's YouTube channel. I'm excited to check that out.
I know. And, it's so bad.
I really am. I mean, these are the great things that I have. All I have is time to see, you know, cool stuff like that. And so what I wanted to do with this one was I hated these hot sauces that were really hot, but just for the sake of being hot.
Okay.
So we worked really hard on making something that was ghost pepper. It had intense heat, but was really flavorful. So if you use just a little bit, you got that heat, but it was, you know, it's flavor and then heat and heat and heat.
Okay.
And so what I recommend is trying just a little bit of it on whatever you're eating and on a chip or whatever.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
Flavor.
I'm gonna put this in. I'm going to let you talk here while he experiences this real quick. Nick?
Yep. I love it.
Let me start shooting the video. Because we're going to also put this online. So we have his effing intense ghost pepper type S TJ Miller's right here. And just all we're going to do is just one teaspoon.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, just a couple droplets to start.
All right. You don't want to do the whole teaspoon?
No, just start with a little bit just to taste it.
All right. That's not even a third of a teaspoon, T. Look at that. That's not even a tenth.
Don't be a baby.
All right, here you go. Don't be a baby. Here, open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Here it comes. Here you go. There you go. There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? T. Here, eat the peanut butter. Is it that bad?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, it lids on the peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
No. He didn't even see that.
I did give him half a teaspoon.
I'm on fire.
A little bit of flavor.
I'm on fire. Oh, my God.
Now, Now tell him to put a full, really slather it on.
Now take a chug off this. Oh, and Keith, come tell me what it is. By the way, he's got 3 fingers of peanut butter he's smearing down his tongue.
Because my tongue is on fire. It's like
he literally jammed his fingers through the paper on top of a brand new Jiffy jar and 3-fingered across his tongue. What? Tell me.
That is.
How is it now?
It's still hot. I still feel in the back of my throat. As you won't go away, my lips are numb.
Are you ready to try a whole teaspoon?
No, it hurts to talk, because every time I talk, I can just, it's just pushing this hot air up and out of my mouth.
So I would say this is like self-defense hot. Like, if you had to, you could defend yourself with this.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of a riot situation, do you just spray that towards people's eyes?
Yeah.
You'll see. But I gotta tell you, first of all, he didn't really even try that much. So his tolerance, it sounds like it's pretty low for hot, hot, hot. But, you know, if he really went for it, he'll see it is, you know, it can be intense.
Yeah, no,
but
no.
We also all, during this segment, have come across a completely new, disgusting sexual term, which is jamming your fingers through a brand new Jiffy jar. And that is something I never thought I would come across in my life, something like that.
The Savage finally worked in a spoon, God bless him.
That's true. That's true. It's a brand new move. That's a brand new move when you're in a big hurry.
Brand new move. But it's the cardboard has got to be there, too. Well, that's so good. Well, I like, what I'll say, though, is that if you use it sparingly, or you mix it in with another salsa, it really can add some heat with some flavor. But yeah, it's so fun. So my great story about that is that this we were in the South. We were with one of Kate's friends, who's actually a news producer in Birmingham, Alabama. So she's got her hands full right now. But she took us to this kind of awfully nice old Southern, sort of an afternoon tea, sort of tea and biscuits. And so we went there, and this little kid comes up to me. And he said, "Is that hot sauce?" Because I had brought my hot sauces as a gift. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you like hot sauces?" He goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you like hot, like very hot sauce?
Right.
Or do you like more mild?" And he goes, I like hot, hot. And I said, "Okay." And so I gave him some of the Extreme Gangster Heat. And this little arrogant, I don't even want to say what I thought he was. He tried the Extreme Gangster Heat. And he goes, "That's not hot at all." And I said, "Okay, well, I have a hotter sauce, but it's really hot." He goes, "I bet it isn't." And his parents were kind of laughing. They're like, he really is. He's quite precocious, but he's a hot sauce connoisseur. And I was looking at these parents like, "You guys are playing with fire right now, and you don't even know it." And I said, "Well, here, try a little bit of this effing intense ghost pepper type F." And I think I said it like that because the kid was like 8. And he goes, okay, and then he tried it, and he tried it, and he said, I just gave him a little bit, and he goes, "Not hot, not to me." And I said, "Okay, do you want to try a little bit more?" And I had that moment where I was like,
"Yeah,
DJ, you probably shouldn't be doing this, but this kid kind of needs to learn a lesson that this type of arrogance is never going to get him anywhere positive in the world." And so for the greater good, just lathered it on, probably jamming the Jiffy jar style. I put it and just enough of it on where I thought, I think this kid is going to he's going to change his tune. So I gave it to him. He bit into the chip. He like pauses. His eyes get pretty wide, and he goes, "That's not that hot."
Oh,
and I just went, what happened? And he like, I'd say 30 seconds later, just was on the floor outside. They were giving him ice cubes. He was drinking milk. He couldn't move. He was actually lying down on the concrete in the front trying to cool down. And it was a hot day, too, but he was sucking on ice cubes. They were bringing milk. And it was so funny because I walked by the parents, and they kind of gave me a look like, "What did you do to our kid?" But also look like, yeah, he kind of pushed it. He really did.
Yeah, you know, I taught him the lesson you didn't, Dad. And that just keeps him from growing up to be a Karen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I sort of said, you know, pretty. That one was pretty hot, wasn't it? And he just looked at me and goes, no, it's not. His tongue wasn't even working. It was hysterical.
Dude, I love it.
So it comes with the heat.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man. Listen, you can go whatever you want. You go with the TJ's Choice Extreme Gangster Heat. You can go with the Chipotle. You fake people out with the diet, which is just Chipotle, but it's got an even better label. And then, of course, you've got the mustache, the full handlebar Captain Kangaroo maniac face. It is the best ever. That is the face of hot sauce. And I'm telling you, that's how you're going to feel when you eat that hot sauce.
Look at that face wide open.
Yeah. It's
that's exactly right. And, you know, I spent a lot of time. The labels are very funny. I don't know if you guys read the labels, but that took me many months to do also because you have hot sauce. You keep it in your refrigerator for like 6 months. Some people, 8 months or a year. So I wanted the labels to be something that each time you use the hot sauce, if you read it, you go, that is good. So that was part of the whole endeavor as well.
Beautiful, man. Look, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to go through all these. I'm going to probably start with the Chipotle and go to the Gangster. I may skip unless I may see if there's going to be a writing, and I'll take some of the effing intense ghost pepper type ass just in case anybody assaults me. Just defend myself with it.
Yeah, that's right. In case anybody kind of gets ornery or a little bit uppity in your household. Slather that on.
I love you, man. You guys be safe in New York. These are weird, sad times, man, and it's great to hear your voice and talk about something other than the reality that we're surrounded by, all of us surrounded by. So, man, I can't wait for November. I'm hoping, I was talking to my girl about it yesterday, go, man, I really hope we get to go to New York in November. I don't think there'll be a parade, but at least go for that same time frame and we can all see each other, and it'll be I sure do hope we get to see each other face-to-face by then.
Yeah, I think that would be nice. And to everybody who's listening, you know, one of the things that I love is that I do have a bunch of movies out there that you can just tune in and tune out. And so if you haven't seen Underwater, check it out. But anything, I feel like every film I've been in, luckily I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's a fun one to kind of tune into. I almost got Kate to watch She's Out of My League because it's autobiographical.
You're the best, and you are the
All
great
right, you guys.
DJ Miller.
Love you guys. Bye.
I can't feel the tip of my tongue still, and I'm numb. Right
do a whole, do, no, a whole no, do a whole no, spoon, no, do a whole no, teaspoon. I only gave him like a third. By the way, I had him at a whole teaspoon, and TJ had to say a couple drops. I was like, why were you being this merciful human?
Mm-mm.
I was like, come on, man.
I've just never seen somebody jam their hand through a closed condiment.
He raped that Jiffy jar. Really
the best part, and I don't know if you can see it on the video, but I'm looking through the other room. He ate it, and then you pulled the spoon out of his mouth, and then the second he breathed in and out with his mouth open, and it hit it, he was like,
I'm still doing that. I still feel heat coming up as I breathe out. I mean, it's horrifying.
Come on, do some more.
No. All of my sinuses cleared up and everything, too. That's too much. I can't do anymore.
Put 10 drops on your penis.
No. What?
On your penis.
No.
For $100, cover a finger in hot sauce and put it in your own butt.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
He is thinking about it.
Which finger? Which finger?
That's where we're.
Choose your favorite, man. Whichever one you normally use.
He's literally just whipped around, put his hand back there, trying to figure out which one would be best.
Use your
to go
first
in.
Two so you can feel it.
Yeah. Treat your ass like a Jiffy jar.
No.
Oh my God.
That's a no-brainer for $100.
Your ass is seeing horrible, horrible destruction. Why not?
I didn't say no yet.
Got to be a finger completely covered. Mm-hmm. And then right in the old bum gate.
Yeah.
And none of this wiping it off on your butt cheeks, like second knuckle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
$100.
How do we guarantee he doesn't wipe it off on his butt cheeks?
He's gonna have to spread.
You're gonna have to bend over and like.
You're gonna have to do it facing the other way, so we can see.
You have to hold his butt cheeks apart.
No, I'll do it for $700.
I know, I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
Well, I can hold one butt cheek.
He can hold one butt cheek up. Well, you're going to have to go pants to the ground.
Yes.
And you're going to have to go one butt cheek up and show us. Because I don't want, because he will try to cheat it off too and wipe it.
That's
like,
what I'm
on
saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't want that.
I wouldn't do that.
How long has he got to keep the finger there?
I'd say just, you know, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But or turn yourself upside down and shake 10 drops into your keister.
No.
Use the whole. Just put the bottle in there. That's about the size of a finger.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of stuff inside my stomach right now that's on fire and stuff. I think I'll throw up. Upside down's out of the question. I can't do that.
It's just so weird. How did he amuse himself during quarantine in times like these? You get your friend. Finger hot sauce is anus.
You're staying in here, Jake.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's
my favorite part is being like, he's going to have a whole nother handful of peanut butter a second later. Just blasting his jiffy. Yeah.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9. The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.